streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts, Roy and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
Good evening, and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, the streets don't love you back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes. As we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight, so stay tuned in to the hottest radio show worldwide.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, you heard the introduction. And without further ado, we got two great people on the line tonight, and they're going to be talking about their great upcoming event and a lot of great things they do, period. So without further ado, we're going to tune them in, and they're going to formally introduce themselves. Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, it's Crystal.
Hey, how you doing, Miss Crystal? And where my man at? He's on the line as well?
He's here. He's right next to me.
All right, then. So, Miss Crystal, yeah, you can go ahead and formally introduce you and your husband, and then we'll get straight down to the interview.
Okay, great. Well, my name is Crystal Allen O'John. My husband is Ken O'John, and we're so blessed to have met Mr. Boyd and his wife, Lucinda, and hope that we can be a blessing in our community with our event and also with our lives. I'm excited about the theme and the subject for which you guys do the show. And before, you know, I even talk about the event that I'm doing, which is the Maricopa Music Festival here April 7th at Copper Sky from 1 to 10 p.m., I'd like to say that I also support the work for places like the Streets That Don't Love You Back. I am a person that worked in street ministries, Skid Row, for almost 20 years off and on in Los Angeles. And so it's near and dear to my heart. So what you guys are doing, it is amazing, and I feel blessed to have met you, honestly.
Hey, we thank you and your husband as well. We're blessed to meet good people all the time. So we really honored to meet you too as well, and all the great work you've been doing through the years and continuously to do.
And my husband, he also, I'm going to let him chime in here, is from the U.S. military. And he's retired now after 33 years.
Yeah, that's correct. I'm a 32-year veteran. And I'm going to be working with Crystal on her endeavors, and that includes the festival.
Okay. So this is our second time doing it. We did it in 2014, but because my husband was overseas, a lot of it was pretty much myself, and we had a core of people that, you know, were helped. And so since he's retired, I decided that, you know, I'm going to go ahead and do it again because I do have the support, and also because a few people in the community, quite a few people were asking if we were going to bring back the music festival from 2014. Would you like me to go over a little of the highlights of the previous one?
Yes, ma'am. Take the time you need and let the viewers know exactly what's going on from start to finish.
Fantastic. In 2014, Maricopa broke ground with their new facility called Copper Sky, and it's a family center for, you know, swimming, health, all of those sort of thing. And so we thought it would be great to introduce music to Maricopa through a festival. And myself, growing up, and many people that I guess maybe you have grown up in California, you go to jazz festivals, you go to UCLA Jazz Festival, reggae festivals, they're all over the place. And I grew up going to them, I grew up taking my kids to them, and I thought, well, if we're going to retire, that's one thing I would like to do once a year and bring some joy to the community through music, because that's a background of mine. Family, we were in singing and in the arts, in music and arts, probably since I can remember. So, and then my background is in marketing advertising. So I thought the two together, I could do a little of the promotion and marketing myself, and also go after local entertainers here in Maricopa. So our first sponsors were Guitar Center, Maricopa Chamber of Commerce, Discount Cab Company, Freeway Chevrolet, Papa John's, and Harrah's and Ace were our very first sponsors for the Maricopa Music Festival. We had 15 live bands and 70 vendors and almost 3,000 people there. So for the first event, our first kickoff was really great. Having to start all over again, because it's been a couple of years, it's almost like we have to start from scratch and rebuild. But for this year so far, our sponsors are Tucson Afro-Latin Festival, 8020 Records, Fairfield Inn Suites Marriott, Home, Two Suites by Hilton. There's a company called My Marketing Monkey, Courtyard, Indie Boom, Management Marketing Group, 101.1 FM The Beat, and Mega 104.3, Pepsi, Metro PCS, Aaron's, Safeguard, and Maricopa Chambers of Commerce. And we're working also on a few other sponsors and more vendors. The event actually starts April 7th again. With Mega 104.3 and 101.1, we will start doing ticket giveaways on the radio station starting the 14th through up until the week of the event. In addition to that, in our partnership with Pepsi, we've created what is called a Pepsi Truck Back ad. So the Pepsi trucks are going to be all over Arizona with ads that have our logo and our partners' logos on it. And what we're doing is a campaign where if people see the Pepsi ad with Maricopa Music Festival on it, they can shoot a picture and post it to our Facebook page or Twitter or any of our social media pages, and we look at the first one that pops up every Friday gets a pair of free tickets. So we have a couple campaigns going on that are really, really exciting. I can talk about our music lineup, who's going to be performing and who we have scheduled so far. Is the Low Rider Band, and they're a great band. They're an eclectic brew of Latin, R&B, and rock and funk, with a mixture of Jamaican reggae. Another band is Ambrosia. They are your contemporary or progressive rock with some pop in it. Then there's a group, there's an artist by the name of Derek Hot Sauce Cummings. He is going to do a fantastic Jimi Hendrix review. This guy is amazing. He's toured with Patti LaBelle and so many for many years. Then we have our local artist here in Arizona, starting with Callie Young. She's with a band called the Lighthouse Band, and they are your rock and pop. And then we have another band called the Sink or Swim Band. They are alternative desert rock. And we have another local band called Almost Blue, and they are local rock. And then from Los Angeles, we have a group called Pachamama LA, and they're a roots reggae band. And then I partnered with a company called, with a management company, I should say, who has a group of or stable of indie artists, and he's bringing them. And one of them is Xavier Keys, Jean Dominique. There's another artist, Carmelina, Theo Lodge, Some Say, and Praza Madman. I also have an artist coming all the way from Sweden by the name of Taylor McLeod. She is soul, R&B, and pop fusion. And then I have a gospel rapper coming from Los Angeles by the name of Young Energy, and Born Divine from the Wu-Tang Clan, who will also be performing. So, and also we have a house band with Eric Seitz and the 3-3s. So So we have a mixture of everything, and that was the main thing, to make it all-inclusive, where there was rock, there's reggae, there's jazz, there's R&B, there's pop, and gospel, so that everybody that lives in Maricopa has something on the spectrum of, you know, perhaps with the music that they'd like. And where we're going with this is we hope to build it up every year and make it, you know, a community experience. We're hoping that by using what is called experiential marketing and promotions, that it creates return audience every year. And by that, what I mean is when you do what is called experiential events, you try to create as many experiences simultaneously at the event so that people not only enjoy the music, but they gain an experience that stays in their mind, and it's a pleasant one. Hopefully this is what we're aiming for, so they want to come back every year to experience that same feeling. I could talk about a little bit about our team. My husband is so wonderful. He has been such a blessing, and I have to, my hat is off to him, because there's not a whole lot of people that will just tell their wife, you know, just go for it, just do it, I've got your back. And he really has been a fantastic support system and a real blessing.
Always great to have that support system. Yes.
Yes,
so we
sir.
Give our hats off to our main man, you know what I mean, that's supporting the wife and moving forward at what they're doing together as a unit to bring a great event here to Maricopa. And we're going to keep moving forward. We're doing a lot of great things with them as well. And also I wanted to let you and your husband know, when you start your giveaway, we can also do it right here at the Streets on Love Your Back Radio Show as well, with your ticket giveaways. And we start spinning that as soon as you want us to start spinning that. So we would also like to be a part of that as well with the show.
Oh, that would be an honor. That would be amazing. I so appreciate that. And what we're doing also, although we have beer garden and a wine garden, and we're selling water and Pepsi products that are going to be under guard for adults only, we want to give the percentage of the alcohol sales to the Streets Don't Love You Back, and we hope that it can be, we know that it's going to be used for a really good cause, and so for that we're super excited, and we'd like to integrate a lot of other things that we're going to do so that it benefits the Streets Don't Love You Back as well. We need to roll up our sleeves even and do a little bit more work in the community.
And we appreciate everything your husband's doing.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I wanted to talk
now, let
about...
Let them know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let them also know before you step into what you was fin to say. Let's go back to reiterate and letting them know the time, the date, and where they can get them tickets at.
Thank you. Okay, so the event is April 7th, and that is going to be at Copper Sky in Maricopa, Arizona. It starts from 1 o'clock, and it's going to be till 10 o'clock at the recreation complex there at 44345 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, and they're in Maricopa. Right now you can get your tickets through Eventbrite, and you'll be able to purchase them the day of as well.
Great. Now you can proceed. I wanted to make sure we get that out there to the listeners.
Okay, fantastic. So we are hoping to, we have media partners, so I wanted to mention those. And so now I'm so happy to know that we can mention you guys, your radio show, as a media partner as well. And we're going to put that on the website and list you as a media partner. But we also have a media partner with Music Connection Magazine, Copa TV, Urban Zone Radio, and Swag on Heaven Media. They're here in Arizona. Additionally, we have, and I guess I wanted to mention some other things. Part of our team, and this, I think this is super, super important, is we have brand ambassadors that are going to be working that day. And what that is the brand ambassador is a person who represents our brand, you know, in a positive light, and they help to increase brand awareness and sales. And so what we're going to have our brand ambassadors do is go around throughout the day and get feedback from the audience. They are going to be asking things like, you know, are you enjoying yourself? How could we make it better? What entertainment would you like for next year? What food products, you know? So they're going to be going around making sure everyone's having a fantastic experience. And if they're not, we're going to alter it and fix it. So, for example, if they need more shade or they the sound is not where it needs to be, we want to know throughout the day what everyone is doing. In addition to that, we're going to be having game station and charge it stations. And what charge it stations are, stations where you can plug in all day, your laptop, your phones, your tablets, whatever you want. They're going to be strategically in different locations there at the music festival. Those are going to be sponsored by Metro PCS. Isn't that fantastic? I'm so excited about that. And then we just got a call today from Little Caesars Pizza. They want to sponsor the pizza for all of the bands for that day. So that's amazing. I just got that call today.
Yes, big
up for that. Yeah, great. And for our VIP lounge, it's going to be sponsored by the furniture store called Aaron's. And that was amazing, and that was a prayer because Aaron's doesn't really sponsor things, but they were interested in taking care of and setting up the VIP lounge for us. And that's a fantastic way to get sponsorship. Sometimes you're not going to get it in the straight-out dollars, but you're going to get it in in-kind services and other items. So, you know, I thought that was a great – cross promotion for the both of us. They're actually going to come in and bring all of the you know, the setup, the seating areas and all of that for people to sit in a lounge area in the VIP area. And I thought that was fantastic. So, and
oh,
a lot
man,
of
that's
times,
beautiful.
Isn't that great? And it's a great way to build a rapport with companies. Sometimes if you just give them some cross promotion for, you know, that, then they can see the value, and then the following year, you know, they'll want to jump in and do a little bit more. So that's kind of some of the stuff that I do, you know, at times. Even with Metro PCS actually is a sponsor, a financial sponsor. They're actually paying for the charge at stations. So
that's
amazing right there.
You know? Yes. We want to give a big shout out to everybody that's involved with the great event coming up. You know, so we want to give everybody a big shout out, and we're going to make sure we shout everybody out on the radio show as well. I have you send me all that, you know, in my email, so we'll give them that love here at the radio show as well.
Okay. Thank you so much. And can I share who the MCs are for the day as well?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Go right ahead.
Okay. So we're going to have our local Mark David Montgomery, who is now campaign manager for Christian Price and City of Maricopa Veterans Affairs Committee board member. He's part of the Streets Don't Love You Back, thank God, he was board member with you guys, and with the Be Awesome Coalition board member. Yeah, so he's a blessing, and I appreciate that I met him. He's actually going to be emceeing, and it's four people because it's a long event, so we kind of wanted to divide it up so that they're not
mix
overtaxed.
It up. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mix up a little bit, and one of the other MCs is Joanna Joy. She's a singer, but we want to kind of use her in a different capacity this time. She's got a sweet spirit, and we absolutely adore her. And then we have a film director, Timothy Jones, coming from California, is going to be emceeing as well. He is a filmmaker, and he is on a PBS show called Discovering Destiny. He's a stellar award-winning hip-hop artist and a theatrically trained actor. And, he's a TV host of Hidden Hikes on PBS. In addition to that, we have sports talk radio show at NBC Sports Radio, Andy Dorf. So these are
Andy in the building.
That's your man. Yes, I'm so excited to have him. But yes, he's going to be an MC as well. So all of this is going to be great. And the radio stations, Mega 104 and 101, they're actually going to be doing a live simulcast show. So they will be there.
I'm looking for a great day. I'm looking for a great day that day.
Me too. I'm so excited. And it's just it's coming together. We had to, you know, it's almost like starting from scratch. It's almost like painting a painting. For me, it's just an empty canvas, and you just fill it in, and when it's finished, the painting's done. But
it's beautiful as you want it. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, honestly, I felt like there's so much going on in the world that's so negative and dark. And I think once a year to make people feel good in their heart, their spirit, and their soul, it's a good thing, you know, because laughter is good,
yes,
like medicine. So when people are having, isn't it, and people are having a good time, they're having, you know, they can set aside their worries for a moment. And
right.
And
how, they we're can also, breathe a
how
little
bit. Yeah, right? You need to take that sigh sometimes. Yeah, you need it. And we're hoping to have what a couple other things are games. So we're doing this. We're having a big chessboard where you use live people to play checkers. I know it sounds weird, but it's really fun.
Oh, beautiful.
In addition to that, we have face painting because the theme is glow in the dark. And so throughout the day, people are going to be at a pop-up booth where they can paint their nails, their face, their clothes,
man.
Whatever. And
that's good.
As the as the evening proceeds, you know, as it gets dark, you'll see people walking around glowing in the dark. So it's kind of cute.
Yeah, that's the best thing. We're going to glow, too, today. You know what I mean? All that.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
man.
Hey, right. Glowing from the inside and the outside, you know. And
exactly.
I have what is called, I have a painter's outfit that's white. And as I'm walking by, people that have glow-in-the-dark pens, they're allowed to write on me until my whole outfit is completely full with the signatures and whatever they want to put, hearts, whatever. And I'm going to save that as a
That's the bottom line.
It's a memory, you know. Creating memory, creating joy, creating
yeah.
An experience of love and warmth. It does a lot for people.
Yes, it does. And I think Maricopa as a whole, we need that here. Like you said, if it's not every day, at least once a year, we have something just like a salsa festival, but you're coming with the great music festival form. You feel what I'm saying? And so mm-hmm. that fits into everything that life has given Maricopa. And we need that. So I just want to give hats off to you and your husband for even inspiring yourself to do that. You know what I mean? So I'm inspired to continuously support what y'all are doing when it comes to y'all effort to make people happy, you know?
Yeah. Thank you so much. And there's, you know, there's so much that can be done, I think, throughout the throughout events like this. It's a great way to reach out. It's a great way to meet other people and
yes.
pitch ideas to one another and see how we can help each other as business owners. Just, it's a great way, a great thing to do. And I know my husband, he's here. He's not feeling that well, but he's listening. He really is excited that we're going to work on building a health and wellness center for veterans here in Maricopa. So we're actually building,
yes.
working from the ground up right now, and we're in the early stages of it, but it's going to be called the Ojon Family VA Center. And for
yes.
him, he wanted to give back. I mean, he's gone to the hills of Afghanistan. He's gone to Iraq. He's gone to Gitmo in Cuba. He's gone up hills, and, you know, his body now at 56, he said he feels 100, you know, because it's like, he's in pain a lot. He suffers from PTSD and some injuries to his shoulder.
He done gave his life.
Says,
he done gave his life to the country. You know what I mean? That's bottom line what he did. He
really
gave his life to the country to help save other people. And now he's back home with his loved ones. And now y'all can take care of him. You know, that's really the bottom line, you know.
That's right. It's his turn to be taken care of. And I think, and he's loving
Period.
It. He loves being home, you know, and kind of being waited on hand and foot because, you know, you miss the person when they're gone like that. So you just kind of want to baby
yeah.
him a little bit. So he's like, oh, I'm not used to this. But He does deserve it. He worked very hard. He takes excellent care of his family. He has.
Yeah.
He really has.
So he earned that. It ain't like somebody gave it to him. He earned that.
No.
You know?
He earned it.
That's a good thing. Yes.
I'm telling you. And
so
everything.
Is there anything else you need to tell the people?
No, I think I pretty much have hit it all. And because I guess I can chat forever. But when you're excited about something, you know,
you're going to speak
on it. It's exciting.
The bottom line.
That's right. Yeah.
So, what I'm
going to
do
for
you and your husband, I'm going to play a song before we get off of here tonight.
Okay.
And this song
is you singing?
No, this is a young man out of California. And this song is called Never Give Up. And I'm also play my song, which I sent it to you on the video, called Move Forward. That's me.
Oh,
I wrote
amazing.
That song. So I'm going to play two songs for you and your husband before I get off the air. And that's Never Give Up is the first one, because he didn't give up. He stayed in the fight, and he came home alive. 33 years he put in. So we're going to dedicate this to my man, okay? And we'll be right back.
Thank you so much.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
Look, homies, what's good with y'all?
What's up with y'all, huh? What's good?
Can't make no shots.
I mean, you know, can't give up, though. You got to keep trying, you know? Practice makes perfect.
I love
you. You know, that's for all y'all. You know what I mean? Just, you know, stay focused. Don't give up. You know, never give up. No matter what it is in life, you can't give up on anything. That's real. You know what I mean? So just keep your shot going. All y'all, you know.
Okay.
I look forward to coming to the game one day. NBA, man. I'm trying to see y'all there.
Yes.
All right? Okay, loved ones. Y'all be good, all right? I just came to check on y'all.
That's all right.
No matter what it is in life that you want, you gotta go out there and get it. Don't let it come to a sleeper but a dream.
Never give up
on your goals, stay focused on you. Focus your view, succeed, cause I'm hoping you do. Keep climbing up the ladder, cause the key to success. Go hard and go home, never settle for less. Life is stress, but we gotta deal with it, homie. Send a prayer to the man to put a shield on it. Work hard for what you get, appreciate what you got. You can always improve, just don't stop. Go ahead with your dream to achieve in your life. Take a chance like
money is the root of all evil. It turns us from gangbangers into full-fledged animals.
The 80s were just insane in Detroit.
Detroit has, by far, the highest murder rate in the nation.
True story.
About two murders a day.
See, it's funny how these guys, they be claiming that they hustling. Think about the things that they say, they just fronting. I find it quite interesting. I just listen to the lies, let them go and keep it rolling like a piston then. I was raised on the war on drugs, created by the Reagans and enforced by the Clintons and them. And it's crazy how the world will accept, but my Aunt Rob Boy was a real life Johnny Depp. On flow, they had real dough, shooting major moves as they watched all the money grow. Like trees, real OGs, had $1 million right before he turned 18. Real life legends, ballin' in the street. You make the wrong move and them goons really creep. And everybody turn on each other, they kill one another. It's crazy, they was all like brothers.
Like, bro. Yeah, I was like, man, one of them major boxer, pit bull type guy. Cause when he around his mama, he sweet as honey. If he around his mama, you'll think he was a church boy. He had a kind heart, but if Rob or did anything to the crew, he was the one that you always got to hold back.
Imagine seeing your step-pops killed when you was nine. And then it happened right in front of your eyes to crime. Everything changed after that ruined lives. Another kid's world that was crushed on the east side. And so you turned to the street enterprise. You were 10 years old, little Rob went outside. And ran with the hood with them things. You surprised? The only thing different had a love for his mom. And he ain't never ever wanted to let moms down. So it came to a point where he had to move around. And think about the future in the town. A dead end street, will you swim or will you drown? Never. Yo.
Now you see why me and my wife is so very passionate about the work we do in these streets, educating at-risk youths and at-risk adults against gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and keeping them moving forward, making better choices in life.
Yeah. So Unc packed it up and hit Ohio on the slot. The year was 89, and they ain't even know they was dealing with a guy who was major in the game, who ex-gangbang, who had to leave the city cause the city really changed. And then he played around just a little cause the fame was hard to shake. See, he came from the 430 crew, and at the point in time, that was the only thing Unc really knew. But then he met his wife and the book was released. That was 2009, so he had to shake the beast. Moving out the streets of crime, now he's educating all the youth, why he's leading all the blind. While I spit a rhyme, he's hanging with the senators, create programs with the sender, change with the system, a brand new agenda. Now they teaching Arizona prison systems intervention. Let's go.
Yo. Every group ends the same way. Every group ends the same way.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, we back. Streets Don't Love You Back, hottest radio show with our two hottest guests in the house. We're going to go right back and we're going to close out the show with their last remarks. But don't forget, we got a great event coming up. She's going to go ahead and give you time, date, location one more time. So we're going to put our guests back in the box. Hey, hey, you back on the air.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you. I was bopping over here to this music here. I was about to work it out.
Hey, we appreciate you and your husband listening to that, you know, because it's a focus thing. Never give up on whatever the focus is, and that's the whole focal point of that song. And I want you to give out the viewers one more time, location, date, and what time the event going to be popping.
All right. So the Maricopa Music Fest starts April 7th, 2018, 1 through 10, at Copper Sky Recreation Complex at 44345 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, and right here in the city of Maricopa. General admission is $20, and you can get it at Eventbrite. VIP is $50. People that get there before 2 o'clock get one beverage free per one person, and under 12 is free. So we just wanted people to have a good time. No coolers, no guns, no violence. All the beverages are sold by us producers. And lowriders that are displaying vehicles to get a free pair of general admission tickets as well. So we actually going to do a shout out to the lowriders, and we're going to have them all parked in a certain area so people can look at the different cars throughout the day.
Hey, that sounds like a winner. And we will be having giveaways right here at the Streets of Love Back Radio Show. So stay tuned for that. And we'll be making a formal announcement again on the show with that. So we want to just say thank you again for you and your husband stopping through the show. And we're going to keep moving forward. And we're looking forward to April coming through. And we're moving forward 1 to 10 that day. Let's rock it out,
okay,
ladies and gentlemen. Go get them tickets. And let's go out and have a good time. Peace and love. And we thank y'all for coming through the show. Have a great evening.
Thank you.
Bye.
It's all I'm asking you today. get educated and move forward. Grab your loved one and hit the dance floor.
Move forward,
let's rock. Let's educate
let's
our kids.
Rock.
Let's do the smart thing
get
in life. Let's help them do
move.
Your thing.
Move
life forward. Love everybody.
Education
is the key to
move
down the heat. And love tonight.
Let's go,
my people, and move forward. My. My.
Once again, I want to thank my homeboy LD for getting me hooked up with that MySpace in 2009. I met my wonderful queen at and ain't looked back since. Thank you again for believing in me when I always done believed in myself. But I got that other part that I was always missing, and that was you.
Lucinda. 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 This is how we rock. Let's hit the dance floor, girl. Dance all night. Dance all night.